Okay, family, y'all know there's a new black news channel about to launch.
Yes.
Nationwide. I mean, something to...
That's huge.
Something that is about us and from us.
Right. So we don't got to be on CNN looking all crazy and waiting on them to say it the right way.
Say it the right way and, you know, same old stuff.
Right. Same narrative.
Same narrative. On the phone line, we have the Vice President of News and Programming for the Black News Channel. We want to welcome Mr. Gary Wardlaw to the conversation. How are you doing today, Gary?
I'm well. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate this.
Hey, hey. Excellent. Glad to hear you, man. You guys are up in Tallahassee, right?
That's correct. We're building out a 25,000-square-foot facility with state-of-the-art equipment, beautiful news sets, both virtual reality and a fixed set. We're hiring, I think we're going to be up to 50, 60 people to start. By the time we finish, well over 100. We're going to have news bureaus in most of the big cities across the country, from New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Atlanta, New Orleans. We're working with Graham Media. They're in Orlando, Jacksonville, Detroit, Houston. We're going to have a cultural center and a new set built down in New Orleans. So it's going to be a major undertaking.
Wow. J.C. Watts, former congressman out of Oklahoma, been working on this thing for a while. How's he doing now, man? Is he feeling better?
He is absolutely a tremendous fellow to work with. You know, it was J.C. some years ago said he was watching television and he noticed Denzel Washington on a show that was one of those medical shows back in the day. And he looked at the ratings and he found out that black America rallied around the shows that had black folk on them. And he thought, well, if black people will watch black actors, what would they do if there was a black news channel? So the thought was born in his mind, 12, 14 years ago. And he's been working diligently with others to put together the right group, timing, of course, being everything, to get this thing launched.
Wow. Now, what is the connection with FAM?
That's what I was just about to ask.
We're working with HBCUs across the country. There are 100-plus HBCUs. 60 of them have journalism departments. We're working with those HBCUs, including FAM, to get those students involved from those schools. I've created two programs on our channel where the kids will be able to actually do reports about their college life that will be seen to some 33 to 45 million people every week. So we want to give the HBCU students an opportunity to display their wares. Many times you hear, well, people aren't trained, so we can't hire them out there, blah, blah, blah. We want to remove that excuse.
That's right.
And give as many kids as we can the opportunity to learn in real time.
So what is going to be different about the Black News Channel in comparison to Fox News and CNN and MSNBC?
You hear it right now in the news. There's a lot of debate about the president and his new immigration policies. One of the things that came out today is that the Trump administration is going to, even for people who came into the country legitimately with green cards, if for some reason they fall upon hard times and wound up on welfare or something, he wants his administration to be able to withdraw their green cards and send them back to their home country. One of the things they said is, well, you know, when you pass the Statue of Liberty, the Statue of Liberty has this writing on it that says, give us your tire, and so forth and so on. Well, everybody talks about the Statue of Liberty, but how many people in America know that the Statue of Liberty was donated to this country by France to basically pay honor to emancipated slaves?
Right.
It had nothing to do with an immigration from Europe. Well, that story needs to be told to black America.
There you go.
There's an 8-year-old kid that's a sophomore in college at one of the HBCUs. Well, this guy isn't slinging drugs. He's not a gun runner. He's a smart kid. Why aren't we telling his story? Well, you don't see those stories on Fox or MSNBC or CNN, and I'm not criticizing them. But our network is going to be culturally specific to us.
Wow. An 8-year-old is at an HBCU.
Absolutely. There's another 12-year-old girl who's actually taught college at an HBCU. Brilliant.
Mm.
These are great kids. There was an 11-year-old kid that the networks have jumped all over because he interviewed Elizabeth Warren and did a bang-up job. Now CBS wants to use him to do something. Well, we got a lot of those kids that we know about.
That's what's up.
So we're not going to run away from bad news that is that involves the black community, but there's another side to telling the story.
Absolutely.
But we're going to tell the story to our family in our words with our voice. There was one of the Supreme Court justices who someone asked him to define pornography. He said, "I can't define it, but I know it when I see it." Mm. Well, our network, there's a common thread that's going to run through our network. All black folk don't look alike.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sound alike. Mm. We don't vote alike. We don't think alike. But there's a common thread that runs through us. And for the lack of a better word, I'll use soul.
Mm.
If I have to define it, you don't have it. So when we report it, it's going to be out there, and we're going to do a little soulful tone to it.
Wow, wow. That is amazing. Gary Wertlaw is on the phone line, Vice President of News, Vice President of News and Programming for the new Black News Channel. Now, you know CNN just announced they're launching a all-black panel show. I guess they heard about you guys coming out, so they're going to do an all-black show now.
I am so happy that they're going to give America an hour. I'm going to give America 24/7.
Got to set your alarm for 2 a.m. to right. catch that
That's
out.
Right.
So where are we at on staffing? Have you hired everybody?
No. I've got quite a few people left to hire. I did attend the National Association of Black Journalists Convention, which, by the way, was the largest ever in Miami this past week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've identified about 15 people out of that convention that I'm going to make offers to, including main anchors, weather, sports, and so forth. I think people are going to be impressed when we see the beautiful array of young African-American journalists that are going to populate the anchor desk. So when you watch us in real time, you're going to see the best of us talking to the best of us. I like to tell my journalists, when you deliver the news, think about talking to your mother. How would you tell her good news or bad news?
Wow.
If you can find that thread, then you're going to get people to watch you, and they'll follow you forever.
That's real right there. Ooh. I like that. I like that, Gary. Man, another thing, we know that JC is a Republican. You know, would the news network have a political spin to it, or would it be an independent news agency?
I would never have accepted this job, and I've been doing this for a very long time, if someone dictated to me how I'm supposed to produce the news.
That's good.
The news has no flavor. It has no color. It has no political party. It has the truth, and I'm dedicated to tell the truth. And I can tell you unequivocally, no one has ever even asked me my politics, nor is it anybody's business. It's my business. So when I go into my newsroom and I sit down with my staff, we're going to do the news. Now, J.C. Is a Republican, and somebody else is a Democrat, and somebody else is an independent. What has that got to do with telling the truth?
Right.
If we tell America the truth, and that is the heartbeat of our news channel, then people will see what we're made out of.
Man, I hope y'all have a debate, man, this presidential campaign. I want to see that.
I'm going to set up town hall meetings in 18 cities between December of this year and Election Day.
Ooh,
we're going to have candidates that are going to come on and talk to folks in their town about their issues. But there's going to be more than that. I want to put our politicians in the audience, and I want to put people on the stage.
Let the
politicians listen to what people are saying they want them to do, since, after all, they're supposed to work for the people.
Exactly.
That's a great idea.
Questions, Afternoon Rose, Tahir Abidjan.
How many HBCUs have the Black, is it called the Black News Network?
The Black News Channel.
Black News Channel. How many HBCUs have you set up, or do the Black News Channel have set up set?
We have sent letters to the presidents of all of them. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C., Thursday, meeting with the University of the District of Columbia that will come on board as one of our partners. Currently, I have about 14.
Okay.
14 out of 60 is a pretty good statistic,
yes.
But I'd like to have all 60.
Wow. That's huge. Huh? That's huge.
Got to start with the big ones.
Yeah, yeah. You had fam, though, so you got fam on board. Got
to start with the big ones.
Fam is a great partner. We've got some kids that we're going to be bringing over. We have a number of fam grads that are going to be part of our network, including Amir Wyndham, who is a big-time producer. Will Packard, those guys, along with George Dawkins.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got Will. We're trying to work with Will, do a little something with us.
Man, y'all bringing in some heat, man.
Yes, yes.
I mean, they had fam. Hey, it's kind of hard to get.
It's the family. We're talking family.
Wow, man. The website, blacknewschannel.com. I'm sure, Gary, you guys have faced a lot of resistance from the status quo.
You know, believe it or not, it's not the resistance that you would think it would be. Mm-hmm. People are more curious. Mm-hmm. People are, they've got questions. Why is there a need for a black news channel? My answer is, why not?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to see weather, you go to the Weather Channel. If you want sports, you go to ESPN. If you want Hispanic, you go to Univision or Telemundo. Mm. But why isn't it, if you want something that's culturally specific to black folk, wouldn't you go to the Black News Channel? Just makes sense to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Straight up.
Straight up. Wow.
We're going to also have some news-oriented programming that's going to populate our airwaves. I've got a program, a one-hour program that Michelle Obama is going to be doing for us. I've got Beyonce, I've got Bruno Mars, I've got Rihanna, Kanye West. The list goes on. It's just people want to be a part of this. Big names, little names. We're going to have programming on the STEM program and how that's going to help our kids. We're going to have health programs. In fact, Mark McEwen, who was a weatherman in your market, is going to be doing a health show for us.
Wow, that's good.
Byron Pitts, who works for one of the ABC, is going to be doing some contributing work for us.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got some names, man. We got a big family out there.
So he can work for ABC and do both. That's good. That's good.
Either I just got him fired or he's going to be working for me full time. Hey. That's right, folks.
Win-wins.
Of course, when the network launched, you need our people to support the sponsors. Now, do you have any early sponsors?
Not that I can release, but I tell you what I do need. Anybody within earshot of your program, if they would reach out to their local cable company to make sure that the cable company is going to clear us. Right now, we've got partnerships with Time Warner, Charter Cable. We're working with Comcast. We're working with Cox, Dish, Direct, those kinds of people. But to ensure that this channel is going to be in your market, call your cable company, write your cable company, send them an email, and say, we want to have the Black News Channel in Orlando or in this market or in that market.
Is this the first ever Black News TV network?
It is the first ever over-the-air Black News Channel, period.
Ooh.
This is history.
In America. Wow.
Wow.
This is history.
Yeah. Man, thank you, Gary. We're going to be keeping in contact, and I can't wait. You say November. What's the date again?
We're going to launch at 6 a.m. on November the 15th, and this is what I want to do. After we launch, I'm going to call down there and have you guys talk to our anchors live on the air. You can ask them any questions you want.
Uh-oh.
If there's anybody in your market that wants to be to ask them a question, we'll make some technical arrangement where your folks will have a direct link to this channel. How's that?
That's huge, man. Yeah, yeah. We are marking that on the calendar.
We ready.
We ready.
Put it down.
Thank you, Gary, for joining us today. Rose, do you have a question, anything? You got a song going to fam.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, what does it look like for a student who wanted to be a part of what you're doing? What would it look like for them for that process to take place? Like, how do they get started? Who do they talk to? Where do they start?
Email me direct.
There you go.
There we go.
Just email me direct and say that my mama said I was to call you. I'm not going to disappoint anybody.
He's
going to
open that
right
one. He's going to open that
my
one.
Mama told me to call you. Gary,
my mama said to call you.
Where are you from, Gary?
I was born and raised in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
All okay. Right, chat time.
Gary.
And my mama, if my mama had a radio, she'd be listening.
There you go.
what's Gary's email?
What's your email address, Gary? Put it out there for us.
Now, I'm going to tell your whole audience to send me an email. Are you kidding me?
Oh, off the air.
I already got 50,000 of them.
Tell Tommy Ross, I have him send it to me.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That'd be great. Man, that's funny.
My mama said.
My mama said.
Yeah, about 30,000. My mama you. Said.
Hey, that's real, though. That's real. Hey,
gotta keep it real.
Much success. I know that it's gonna be. I'm gonna be locked in.
Yes. So totally.
I appreciate you guys, especially you guys in radio. Before there was ever any mention of a black news channel, it was the radio stations that kept us informed about every movement important to our people.
Absolutely.
And had it not been for you guys working diligently in behalf of the community, many of our stories would have never been told. So we're all part of the same family. I appreciate what you guys are doing. Keep up the good work.
All right, good brother. Take care.
Indeed.
Take care. All right.
All right. You guys take care.
Yeah, me too.
Will do.
You too. Wow. There you go, Orlando.
Yeah.
A black news channel for us, by us.
Wow.
In November. We'll send that email.
My mama said. That's the subject.
Yeah.
Subject line. My mama said. He going to open that one ASAP.
Get on the email list, blacknewschannel.com. Get on the email list and let's spread the word.
Yeah, let's tell Spectrum they gotta carry it.
You got to carry it.
Or we leave.
We'll be going, hey, letting it go. Cut the cable.
Come set up with me. Come sign up with me.
Absolutely.
After the Jams, 98.5.